Good morning, everyone, and good day. I am Don Parnell, a Tory Alianza, and if you would like to subscribe to my YouTube, you can go to a Tory Alianza on YouTube, and please hit the subscribe button, and that will help me to be able to use it in a lot of different ways. But I had something on my mind this morning, and I just wanted to take just a couple minutes and just bring up, you know, so many people are caught up in the political, in the religious, in the government and corporate scene today. And it seems like that they have pretty well taken over everything. And, you know, it's been 67 years since the church ages ended in 1956. And so for 67 years, they've been pumping into us people's rights, people's rights, people's rights, because that was the Laodicean age. And so as it continues to happen, they are feeding us people's rights, but they're taking away our responsibilities. And you can't have people's rights without responsibilities. But what's happening is many people are asking me, you know, you need to take a side. Well, you know, I can't take the Democratic side because of all the woke issues and all of the the issues that are being brought up, that are, you know, the things that are going on with our children in the schools. And I could just keep naming on. I can't take that side. I can't take a Republican side because I see them, most of them, just turning a blind eye to it. And I can't take the Libertarian side because I think we should do more than just live for ourselves. We should live for one another too. So there's so many things. I can't take the corporate side of things because I was in corporate for decades and I've seen how the people are treated and the wages and everything else, and it's a tough situation. So they keep asking me, though, what are you conservative? Let me put it like this. I'm a conservationist. I know that's a little different than conservative, but not really, because I love botany. I love animal life. I love the sea world. I love humanity. I love all of these things, and I'm a conservationist, and whatever we need to do to conserve, I think that we should. And I think we should find ways to be able to do that. Now, so that's probably the best description for me. Yes, I am conservative. If you want to put it real simple, I'm pro-life. I am pro the spirit, whatever the spirit leads us to do. I'm all for that. And I've got something I want to read this morning. And this is a response that just the other day I gave a few men. We were eating and talking, and you know, there's a lot of militancy, and then there's a lot of just weakness where people are just surrendering and giving in to things. So you got both sides, and so they keep asking me, where are you at? Where are you at? Well, I want to read something to you as far as where I am at. And it's in Matthew, and it's chapter 22, verse 34, and it says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together." So Jesus put the Sadducees to silence. The Pharisees heard about it. They all gathered together. And then one of them, which was a lawyer, which is normally what they do, they go find the smartest guy in the bunch and try to do what they can to you. But it says, "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' And Jesus answered him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind.' This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This is on my heart this morning. That was my answer to those brethren. They said, "Where are you at?" I said, "We have two great commandments that are giving us, and they look like two trees, but it's really just one tree. And that is, love the Spirit that is in you, living in you, walking in you, talking in you. Love the Spirit, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, with all three of your realms. Put everything into that. And if there be any other commandment, which really there is not, and that is to love thy neighbor as thyself, or to love one another above everything else, and stop taking all the things that separate us and fighting over that, and let's start looking at all the things that unite us and bring us together. And if we can do that, we'll find out that a whole lot of this anger and hostility and stress and fighting and politics and government and all these things, it just kind of disappears. And I'm not saying don't stand up. I'm not saying let them run over you with a Mack truck. I'm not saying any of that. But I'm saying every place that you can, you should apply that little scripture, Matthew 22, 34 through 40. And that is, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you can do that, you can help yourself, you can help your family, you can help your community, you can help your nation, and you can help the world, because those vibes, those vibrations, and those things go out. And it's like ripples in the water. People are water. It goes out. And if enough of us are doing those things, it changes the atmosphere, it changes the thinking, it changes the mind of humanity, and takes it a direction it's supposed to go. So this is what I wanted to say. I'm not on anyone's side. I am following the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. I am following the Spirit that's in me, because he said he would come and live in us. That's my spirit. My spirit is the Lord Jesus. My spirit is Christ. And I don't look back 2,000 years and try to figure out what to do. There's a different pattern here today. There's a different life here today. There's a different dispensation here today. And we need to take these simple principles and put them into action with one another, with everyone around you. And you'll find out that it's a much easier life to live. God bless each one of you. Love bless you. And I will be back on. I appreciate you.